Welcome to Productive Psychonautics Batspace File. This file is intended to make you act a bit more batty when the trigger is used. If you do not wish to make Bat Pony ee noises randomly, then please stop now. If this is what you wish, then I want you to get into a nice, comfortable position, one which you will not be bothered for the remainder of this file. I want you to just sit or lay where you are and just relax for me, allowing yourself to close your eyes if you wish, allowing your mind and body to relax for me, and allowing me to guide you, guiding you down slowly and softly, feeling your body weighing heavy there. With your eyes closed, I want you to imagine yourself floating for me, floating in the middle of an empty abyss. It's so nice and so relaxing to float in this abyss, gently floating without any direction. You may feel your body pull up or pull down as we gently float here, allowing your body and your mind to relax, allowing everything to just melt away, as the only thing that matters now is my voice. My voice and how it's guiding you deeper into relaxation. How wonderful it feels here to float with me, having no expectations of yourself, no expectations of the world around you, floating softly, gently. Maybe you can feel yourself rocking a little now, rocking back and forth, with a little up and down, a gentle rocking, lulling you down with its relaxing sensations, as you feel your body sway. Back and forth, and back and forth. Such a nice, relaxing feeling. Such a wonderful feeling. Just swaying for me. Sway back and forth in this abyss. So relaxing, such a mind-numbing task, allowing you to focus on the feelings of your sway, on how those minute G-forces change with each direction you go. Back and forth, up and down, your body going in either direction with no true meaning, kind of similar to that of a swing. While you're on the swing set, focus on how you would go back and forth, yet up and down in the same rhythm, a calming and relaxing motion. Gently swaying as I guide you deeper into relaxation, lulling you down into trance. As I help guide you into trance, you feel your mind becoming empty, more focused on my voice. With each swing, you find yourself more and more empty, more and more relaxed. You find yourself able to sink deeper and deeper into that trance-like state. Back and forth, up and down, back and forth, up and down, allowing yourself to gently sink further and further into trance, becoming more and more relaxed. Forward and up, then down and back. Forward and up, and then down and back. A gentle, soft sway as you continue to move in either direction, much like that swing, going deeper and deeper into trance, allowing your body to sway further into relaxation. It feels so good, so nice, and so empty. Performing this menial, mind-numbing task allows you to go deeper down, further and further down. It feels so good, so nice, so empty. Allow yourself to go more into trance, swaying gently back and forth, back and forth. Allow yourself to enjoy this feeling in this abyss. As you sway, I'm going to paint a little picture for you, a nice little picture. I want you to imagine a cave around you, to take notice on how easy it is for your eyes to adjust and see inside. As you swing, you notice all its little caverns, all its little features, those stalagmites and stalactites, the different tunnels snaking around, and the beautiful rock formations. While you look around, you find comfort in the sight of little bat ponies, some on the ceiling gently swaying, some on the ground cuddled together. All these adorable little bat ponies acting as cute little bat ponies do, You hear them on occasion as they talk and interact. A cute little bat ee during their conversations. The sound is so intoxicating. It sounds wonderful and inviting. As you hear these little ponies ee, you can't help but imagine yourself mimicking them. When they're happy, you notice they ee randomly. If they're given actions like scritchies or pats, they'll ee out of pure enjoyment. You feel that pull to mimic them, to emulate their cute little ees, and to act like a bat pony. As you hear them chatter with their cute little ees, you begin to feel it well up in your throat, feeling yourself as you naturally do it yourself. A sense of happiness and excitement wells up that you've done it. You can feel it build up inside, the want to ee like a bat pony. And when you make any hard ee sounds, like that in pony or need, you'll feel yourself eeing like a bat pony. So pony would become pony, or need would change to need, and so on. You also take notice that some of the bats are indulging in fruit like mangoes. You watch these ponies eat, and you feel yourself gaining an affinity for various fruits as well. You receive a piece of their mango and can't help but ee out in glee. That bat ee dotting your speech like a cute bat pony should. It feels so nice, so natural, and so wonderful to ee. And I want you to solidify this in your mind, allowing yourself to know that you can ee like a bat pony without worry or care. And you'll know to get into this bat space, all you need to do is say, "I am a batty pony." And whenever you say, "I am a batty pony," you will allow yourself to ee naturally. You will allow yourself to get into this bat space, knowing that when you're safe, and if you wish, you can allow others to trigger you as well. If you trust the person and are in a safe place, all they need to say is, "You're a batty pony." And to remove this from yourself, to get yourself away from this bat space, all you need to do is say, "I am no longer a batty pony." Saying, "I am no longer a batty pony," will return you back to your normal state. That urge to ee like you do when you're triggered will go away. that affinity for fruit returning to normal levels. Whenever you say, "I am no longer a paddy pony." And you know that when you say the phrase, "I am no longer a paddy pony," even if you include the cute ease, you will remove yourself from bad space. Now I want you to solidify these triggers. Allow them to become more real. Let these solidify as their reality becomes your own. Whenever you use the trigger, you know it will work. And when you de-trigger, you know you will return back to normal. The way you were before you used the trigger. Knowing when it is safe and okay to be in bat space. And knowing when it's okay for others to use it if you wish and you are safe. Now we are going to leave this cave, gently rising you back up to the waking world through one of the tunnels. Maybe later we can visit these bat ponies again. But that is for another day. For now, it is time for you to wake up. Starting with 1 and ending with 5. And on 5, you will be awake, alert, and ready to continue today. Starting with 1. Traveling back to conscious thought. 2. Allowing my suggestions to solidify themselves. 3. Beginning to gently wake up. 4. Allowing yourself to stretch and move around. 5. Awake and alert and ready for the day.